Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air for your comments or opinions. And you can also just call in and listen live on your phone through the show. That's one of the great features of the show. You can call, listen in, or you can get online and listen in to the show through my show page. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. Again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Right now it's 67 degrees in the ATL. Well, hey, hang on. Let's get an update. It's 78 degrees in the ATL with sunny skies. We're looking at a high today of 89, low tonight 66. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny and 89, low 68. Sunday, thunderstorms, high 86, low 69. Monday, partly cloudy, 90 degrees on Monday, low 63. So it looks like, today and tomorrow are going to be very, very nice days. So I recommend, you guys know what I recommend. I recommend you getting outside, getting your barbecue grill going and grilling some good meat, whether you're doing chicken, ribs, fish, any kind of seafood, whatever it is, get out there and drop it on the grill and hang out in the yard. Okay? So again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now, today's word of the day is, let's get our update here. That's not what I want. Right? That's not what I'm looking for. Today's word of the day is juggernaut. 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 Juggernaut is a noun, and it means, the first meaning is a large, heavy truck. And the second meaning is a massive, inexorable force, campaign, movement, or object that crushes whatever's in its path. That's a juggernaut. Okay? And that's a great word. Used it before, and that's a good word for you guys to put in your vocabulary. Okay? Juggernaut. All right. Again, thanks you guys for tuning in to the show. Today is Friday. It's Free Fall Friday. That's where you guys have the floor. You guys have the show. It's your show today. You can call in and give your comments or opinions on any subject that you'd like. I don't care what it is, from bubblegum to sports or politics. Whatever you'd like to talk about or give your opinions about, the show is open for you. Call 818-301-5834 and listen live on the show. And then press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air. All right. Now, again, it's Free Fall Friday, so all the lines are open for your comments and opinions. Now, I wanted to comment a little bit. Tomorrow is of course college football Saturday, but there's a lot of things been going on in college football over the past couple of days anyway, and so that's something that's going on. But tomorrow, clock noon, we'll have Florida State against Louisville, and that is going to be the absolute best game of the day. And of course, Georgia plays tomorrow. They play Missouri. They don't play until 7 in the evening, but that's going to be a good game as well. Now, they're giving Missouri 3.5 points, and some of the analysts really think that Missouri is going to beat Georgia tomorrow without the point spread. But whatever the case may be, we will be watching the game and see what happens, okay? Now, like I said, the best game tomorrow is going to be the Florida State-Louisville game, or Louisville game. And I think that I don't know what the line is. I don't know. I think Florida State may be 1 point underdog or something like that. Simply because of how Louisville has been scoring this year. Man, they've been scoring like crazy. They're averaging 60-something points a game. And we'll see what happens. Again, it's going to be a great game. I'm going to be sitting in front of my TV watching it on tomorrow. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. It's Free For All Friday. His show is yours. All lines are open for you guys to call in and make comments or opinions on any subject that you like. Now, the presidential campaign, I mean, it is getting a little hotter, a little more heated. I think there's a debate coming up on the 27th of this month. So I don't know how in tune you guys are with with politics and the presidential election, but that may be a pretty good battle for you guys to listen into or watch and kind of start to figure out who you're going to vote for. You know, I believe that these candidates have some, well, I believe one candidate has some good ideas and policies for moving the country forward. But then there's another candidate who doesn't have much on his plate for moving the country forward. This is not a plaything, okay? This is not a plaything. You know, you think about the presidency and Obama being there, and you know, it's tough. If you look at Obama now and see how he's aged. His hair has gone from when he was elected being, you know, black-headed and just a few gray hairs here and there to now, man, he's got plenty of gray hair. And usually, you know, the old folks call that, you get to worrying, and that causes that gray hair to pop out. Okay, so that's what this is about. All right, that's what this is about, and so we're gonna see who is gonna be the front runner in this race. I'm gonna do a show maybe Tuesday or Wednesday about the delegates, and because you know it's all predicated on delegates and who gets the most delegate votes. Now, every state does not have delegates, okay? There are only a few states that have delegates, and you have to have, I don't know how many delegates you have to have in order to win the election, but the popular vote really doesn't matter, okay? The popular vote really doesn't matter. It's who have the most delegates. And I don't even know if Georgia, I don't think that Georgia is a delegate state. But I'll research that, and I'll have that information for you on Tuesday. Now, on Monday, I'm going to do a show where we talk about paying these college kids, giving these college kids some type of stipend every week or every month or whatever to help them deal with the expenses that they incur while in school, while playing sports, and let's see where that goes. There are a lot of pros and cons in this, and I was talking about it on yesterday with some friends, and we, you know, again, there were a lot of different opinions, a lot of cons, a lot of pros about what's going on with that and what they think. Okay, so that's going to be a good show on Monday. And then again on Tuesday, I'm going to talk about how delegates are made or what states are delegate states. And maybe Wednesday or Thursday next week, we'll go back to our shows about human anatomy. I still have ears, hands, tongue. I did tongue, nose, feet, toes, colon. And one young lady asked me about talking about bras. Women, bras for women. So so hopefully I'll get a reaction from my female listeners out there about bras. Okay? And tomorrow, next week, I mean not tomorrow, but next week, we'll have a new showtime. Our new showtime on next week will be 6:30 p.m. That's 6:30 p.m. 6:30 in the evening will be our new showtime starting on Monday. All right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And let's see. What else I wanted to talk about? There was something else I wanted to talk about, but I guess we'll do that another time. I can't think of it or whatever, so... let's do it. But, there, you know, I talked about the new upcoming, millionaires and where the next set of millionaires will be generated from. And it is, through the marijuana growing and marijuana, you know, the extract from the THC extract that comes from marijuana that makes a liquid that helps people with pain as far as arthritis, muscle disease, cancer. It's just a lot of different things that this helps people with. And there are going to be 20 states that vote in November to legalize marijuana in their state, legalize it for recreational use as well as medical use. So there are some companies out there, and probably share with you guys some of these companies here soon. There are some companies out there who are starting, who are growing and producing and harvesting, rather, cannabis for that purpose, to sell to the public. And some of these companies are really great companies that right now, stocks are selling for pennies on the dollar. You can call them penny stocks. And you guys can go out there and just, you can Google cannabis companies. You spell cannabis C-A-N-N-A-B-I-S. these cannabis companies, and you can Google them, and you know, do your research on them, find out whatever you can about them, and see how much their stocks are trading for, and then you can you know, whatever money you have or however much you want to invest in those companies with, you know, in their stock, and you can purchase you some stock. I mean, you know, it really wouldn't cost a whole lot if these stocks are trading for pennies on the dollar. It wouldn't cost you a whole lot to get you a nice chunk of stock in some of these companies. And, you know, maybe you can hang on to these stocks and pass them down to your kids or whatever you want to do with them. But, you know, who knows? Who knows? This could be your not necessarily rags to riches story, but something similar to that. Okay, I'm not saying you're rags now. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, you hear stories of people going from rags to riches. But any increase in your portfolio, your bank account, whatever, any type of increase in there would help anyone, I believe. So even the richest people look for more ways to get richer. So get out there and find some of these companies and get into that. That's going to be the new money makers. You know, there are people that are growing to be millionaires right now through cannabis, and they've done it in, you know, 2 years. You know, some people have done it in less than 2 years. So I'm researching. I hope you research. I will share with you some of these companies one day next week, and maybe you can, you know, check them out and see what you think and make a decision and hopefully get you some stock in some of these new companies. All right? And again, you know, don't do anything because of me. Do your own research. Do your due diligence with vetting these companies to find out if, you know, there's something or a company that you'd like to invest in. All right. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, we're on Free Fall Friday, and you know, it's a beautiful day outside, and hope you guys are enjoying it. Probably a lot of you are at work, but some of you are at home, and but enjoy the day. All right. And again, next week, guys, remember, the show time starting on Monday will be 6:30 p.m. That's probably it. That's about all I have for today, guys. I hope you have a great weekend. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. And I'll see you on Monday. Again, the time on Monday is going to be what? 6:30 p.m. on Monday. I'll see you guys then. In the meantime, take care of yourselves. And remember, get out there and grill on tomorrow. Bye, Frank. I'm over. I'm over.